You're listening to KDCR 88.5. We get into Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball this afternoon on February the 8th. The Dort Defenders taking on the Concordia Bulldogs in Great Plains Athletic Conference women's and men's basketball play. The Concordia Bulldogs come into today's contest 23-2 this season, 16-1 in the GPAC, with a loss to Hastings in the league and a non-conference loss to current number one Southeastern. Bulldogs have won 9 games in a row since the setback to Hastings back on January the 8th. Grace Berry is scoring 13.5 points per game to lead Concordia. She makes 47.5% of her field goals and is averaging nearly 6 assists per game, and she leads the team in steals with 87. Finley Lammer scores 13.1 points per game while converting nearly 50% of her field goal tries, and she leads the team in rebounds with a 6.2 average. Concordia converts 45% of their field goals with 33.5% success from the three-point line. Concordia also allows teams to make 37.6% of their field goals and 27.3% of their field goals from the arc. Teams are out-rebounding Concordia 42-40.3. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Concordia women are 23-2. The Defender women are 20-5. 12-5 in the GPAC with losses to Morningside, Concordia, Northwestern, and Hastings. Erica Feenster is averaging a team-high 18.2 points per game with 6 rebounds, and she is making 61.2% of her field goals and is 109 of 136 from the free-throw line through 25 games played. Rachel Evavold and Carly Gustafson are both in double figures with 10.4 and 10.1 points per game respectively, and they have been efficient from the floor with 61.5 and 56.9% field goal shooting. Gustafson leads the team with 6.5 rebounds per game. Evavold is at 5.4. Bailey Beckman is at 7.8 points per game off of the bench, and Gabby Krakus has a 6.7 average, while Jordan Van Monen and Maya Shemileski each average 6 points per game. Van Monen leads the team with 64 assists. Peyton Harmson has 62 to go with a team-high 38 three-point shots. Dort is outscoring teams 82.9 to 67.2, and they convert 46.8% of their field goals and 30.3% of their three-point shots. The Defenders allow 38.5% field goal shooting and 27.6% from the arc. Dort is out-rebounding teams 43.4 to 32.8 and have forced 306 turnovers by steals. The Concordia women were 102-47 winners over Doan Wednesday night. The Defender women lost to Northwestern 91-76 in their most recent outing. Concordia won the January 4 meeting in Seward by a 69-55 margin in the most recent meeting in this series. Concordia was up 20-14 after one quarter and 41-30 at halftime. Dort was within 8 to start the fourth quarter, but the Bulldogs outscored Dort 18-12 in the fourth period. Abby Pruitt scored a season-high 13 for the Defenders, and Rachel Evavold added 9. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, back with starting lineups right after this. Student Carolyn Rahans with our national anthem today. And after a few tries with our stat program, we are set for basketball. Let's take a look at your starting lineups then for today's contest. We begin with the Dort Defenders. It'll be number 2, Erica Feenstra, 6-foot junior from Hull, averaging 18.2 points per game. Number 10 is Ebby Pruitt, a 5'9 senior from Urbandale, averaging 4 points per contest. Number 15 is Peyton Harmson. She's a 5'8 senior from Rock Rapids, averaging 5 points per game. Jordan Van Monen is a 5'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 6 points per outing. And Rachel Leibovold is a 6'1 senior from Bloomington, Minnesota, averaging 10.4 points per game for the Defenders. For the Concordia Bulldogs, they will start Riley Sybil, a 5'8 senior from O'Neill, Nebraska, averaging 6.5 points per game. Number 21, a 6'1 sophomore from Lincoln, Mackenzie Kepke, averaging 8 points per game. Number 31 is Colby Duvel. Duvel is a 5'9 senior from Max, Nebraska, averaging 7.8 points per outing. Number 42 is Philly Lammer, is a 5'11 senior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 13.1 points per contest. And number 55 is a 5'7 senior from Lincoln, Nebraska, Grace Berry, averaging a team-high 13.5 points per contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Back with the opening tap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort Defenders in their home white jerseys, Concordia in their road navies. And we are set for basketball. Opening tap controlled by the Defenders. Pass goes right side over to Pruitt. Pruitt with it on the wing. Pruitt, reverse pass, Harmson. Harmson into the corner, Van Monen. Van Monen, pass over the top, intended for Pruitt. Goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort. It will be Concordia basketball. Concordia basketball bringing the ball up the floor is Berry. Berry takes it right side, very deliberate with it at the moment. Drives left wing, nothing there. Comes back out front, three on the way, is up and good for Mackenzie Kepke. Kepke with a three-point basket, and Concordia starts the scoring with that straight-on three. Pass over the top for Van Monen. Van Monen over the basketball. Van Monen driving in, puts it up in traffic, shot no good. And the rebound is deflected out, last touched by Concordia. It will be Dort basketball. Dort basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in, they get it in to Harmson. Harmson at the free throw line with the left hand. Bounce pass down low. They give it to Evavold. Evavold double team. Kick out Van Monen. Van Monen drive right side. Pruitt. Pruitt right wing three. Off the mark, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Berry. Berry with the basketball. Berry driving in, stops, crosses over. Her right-handed shot, no good. But there for a rebound in the putback is Philly Lammers. Lammers makes it 5-0. Pass into the front court, stolen away by Lammers, intended for Feenstra. Now pass over the top, Berry. Berry tapped by Pruitt. Pruitt tips it out of bounds, and the Defenders trail 5-0. It will be Concordia basketball. Concordia basketball after Dort tipped it away. Throwing the ball in will be Berry. Berry with it on the right side. Berry passes it in. They give it up out front to Duvel. Duvel, right side, Kepke. Kepke with it on the floor. Kepke working against Harmson. Pass into the corner, Berry. Berry in and out, no good. Rebound down on the floor. It's loose, picked up, Berry. Berry with it. Berry's shot, no good, but a foul on the play. Called against Peyton Harmson. That's foul number one on Harmson. Free throws on the way for Grace Berry. Berry is a 74% free throw shooter. Her second season with the Concordia Bulldog program. First free throw up and good. 775 career points entering play today. Second free throw is up and good as well. So Berry makes both free throws. Defenders trail 7-0. Good start here for the Bulldogs. Evavold with it in the backcourt. Evavold across the timeline. Evavold picks up her dribble. Gets it back over to Van Monen. Van Monen over the basketball. Sybil guarding her closely. Harmson launches a three. No good. Rebound tipped out. Pruitt. Pruitt out front. Van Monen. Van Monen three. A high arcer. No good. Rebound deflected. Last touch by Feenstra. Picked up by the Concordia Bulldogs, though, before it goes out of bounds. Pass over the top. With the basketball is Lammers. Lammers drops it off, right side, layup, good. Two-point basket for Duvel, and Concordia has a 9-0 lead. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Defenders. Back with more after this. 9-0 Concordia with a quick lead in this one. With it in the backcourt is Beckman. Beckman gets it over to Gustafson. Gustafson with a basketball. Gustafson to Tetzloff. Tetzloff feeds it down low to Feenstra. Feenstra layup good. Erica Feenstra with a two-point basket. Dort trails 9-2. Left side pass, driving. This is Duvel. Duvel passes into the corner. Sybil. Sybil, double team. Back to Duvel. Duvel to Lammers. Lammers out front, guarded by Gustafson. Feeds it right side, Berry. Berry into the lane. Turns. Ball deflected by Tetzloff. Picked up by Concordia. And driving in with the right hand is Koepke. Koepke with a two-point bucket. She's got five. Concordia leads 11-2. Beckman in the backcourt with it, and we've got a foul on the play called on Grace Berry. Berry whistled for foul number one. Fresh 30 seconds on the shot clock for the defenders. Inbounding the basketball will be Gustafson. Gustafson to Shimoleski. Shimoleski passes it right side back over to Beckman. Beckman with it on the right side. Pass to Gustafson. Gustafson attacking from the wing. Nothing there. Picks up her dribble. Bounce pass down low intended for Shimoleski, and a foul underneath called on Philly Lammers. It's foul number one on her. Team foul number two on Concordia. 11-2 our score. With the basketball, right side is Shimoleski. Shimoleski inbounds to Feenstra. Feenstra underneath. Kick out pass Shimoleski. Beckman, ball fake, and they're going to call him for travel. Bailey Beckman whistled for the travel violation. Kevin Schultz, the far side official, making that call. Kevin Schultz, Chad Voskel, and Chad DeYoung on the whistles today for the women's contest. Dort trailing 11-2. Left side pass goes over to Berry. Berry lob pass inside. They give it to Lammers. Lammers shot deflected out. Last touch by Concordia. It will be Dort basketball. Dort basketball, length of the floor in front of them. Throwing the ball in will be Gustafson. Gustafson gets the ball inbounded to Beckman. Beckman right side, stops, kick out. Gustafson, open three, yes. Three-point basket for Carly Gustafson. Dort trails 11-5. 11-5, our score. Feed it down low. Working her way in is Koepke. Koepke's shot, no good. Gets her own rebound back, though, and Koepke with a putback. She's got seven, and the defenders, pardon me, that was Duvel. Duvel with a two-point bucket. She's got four. Now a steal by Concordia. Underneath and missing the layup is Duvel, but she's fouled on the play. Foul is going to go against the defenders, Bailey Beckman. Defenders trailing 13-5. So two free throws on the way for the Concordia Bulldogs and Colby Duvel. Duvel averaging 7.8 points per game. Where's number 31? She's a senior. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. She's got five. Dort trails 14-5, pending another free throw. Second free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. Duvel makes both free throws. Concordia sending Claire Cornell into the contest. 15-5, defenders down by 10. Ball inbounded to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball, back to Evavold. Evavold will bring it up the floor herself. Evavold ahead to Beckman now. Beckman on the left side stops. Comes back to Gustafson. Gustafson with it. Gustafson, nothing there. Lost the handle, picks it back up. Passes over to Tetzloff. Three from the corner, no good. Gets her own rebound back off the deflection. Shot no good. And the rebound controlled by Concordia. Concordia, Mackenzie Hellman. Hellman feeds it left side. Three on the way. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Tetzloff. Tetzloff with the basketball. Right side, Evavold. Evavold into the corner. Shimoleski. Shimoleski, bounce pass down low. Evavold. Evavold off of the glass, no good. Fight for the rebound. Jump ball. No, they're going to call a hold on Tetzloff. Tetzloff whistled for the holding foul. So Bailey Tetzloff whistled for the personal foul. Checking into the contest will be Van Manen. Shimoleski checks out. Concordia leading by 10, 15-5, 5:14 left to play here in this first quarter. Pass goes out front. Three on the way. Short, no good. And they're going to call a foul on the three-point shot. Ebewold whistled for the personal foul. Well, hopefully we see that called consistently throughout the afternoon. First free throw is up and good. A second free throw and third free throw coming for Philly Lammers. Lammers, they say, fouled in the act of shooting a three-point shot. Makes the second and the third on the way, trying to make it 17-5. 5:05 remaining. First quarter of play. That one's up and good as well for Lammers. Lammers makes two out of three. 17-5 our score. Beckman with it. Beckman to Ebewold, and Ebewold hacked on the arm as she tries to go to a pass. Foul goes against Riley Pauly. Pauly whistled for the personal foul. To me, that was a much more obvious call than the one on Ebewold on a shot. And the Drew Olson, not happy with that call initially. Gustafson, pass over the top, intended for Van Manen. Taken by Tetzloff. Tetzloff tries to fire it back to Gustafson. Gustafson saves it in, but Concordia off and running the other way. Into the lane, shot no good. Blocked by Gustafson. Here comes Dort in transition. They'll try to transition. Van Manen ahead to Ebewold. Ebewold over the basketball. Ebewold to Tetzloff, and Tetzloff is standing on the baseline as she receives the pass underneath the basket. Shemileski and Krakus will check in for the defenders. Van Manen and Ebewold will check out. 17-5, defenders down a dozen. Time to stop the bleeding and try to start chipping away at this before the end of the first quarter. A rather slow-moving first quarter thus far. Concordia basketball, pass over the top, deflected, taken by Krakus, ahead to Shemileski. Shemileski, layup good. Shemileski with a two-point basket, and the defenders back to within 10, 17-7. 4:17 remaining, first quarter, back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Concordia with the basketball after the timeout. They get it ahead to Duvall. Duvall passes into the corner. Nothing there. Sybil, three, right wing, good. Riley Sybil with the three-point basket, and the Concordia lead is 20-7. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman ahead, intended for Tetzloff. Tetzloff pass just a little bit late, and Grace Berry taps it away. Out of bounds, it'll be Dort basketball. So Dort with the basketball underneath the basket. They get it inbounded. Beckman back to Gustafson. Baseline drive, cut off, left side. One dribble inside the three-point arc. Gets it Shemileski. Shemileski pull-up jumper is good. Maya Shemileski with four. Dort trails 29. Long pass into the front court, Sybil. Sybil's pass taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it is Tetzloff. Tetzloff dribbles it off of a Concordia player's foot. With it is Beckman. Beckman splits the defense. Beckman gathers herself, and she's going to be called for traveling. Trying to attack was Beckman. Turnover back to Concordia. Concordia over the basketball. Concordia trapped momentarily. They get the ball ahead. Left side, Sybil. Sybil on the wing. Sybil looking for the pass out front. Instead goes left corner. Pass through the lane. Shot Sybil. No good with the right hand. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Coming up with the basketball is Beckman. Beckman to Gustafson. Gustafson right side Shemileski. Shemileski with it. Bounce pass down low. Krakus unable to handle it. Picked up though by Gustafson. And Gustafson is hit on the arm as she goes up with it. Foul called against the Concordia Bulldogs and Duvall. That's foul number one on her. And Gustafson will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Gustafson shooting free throws. First one up and good. Carly with 4 points. Defenders trail 20-10. Checking into the ball game will be Philly Lammers. If Gustafson can make the free throw, and she does. She's got five. And the defenders trail 20-11. 20-11 our score. Pass thrown towards midcourt. Coming up with it is Lammers. She reverses it back to Berry. Berry with a basketball at midcourt. Now Lammers in between the circles. Lammers passes back over to Berry. Berry with it at the top of the key. Free throw line drive. 1 foot. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Krakus. Krakus with the basketball in the backcourt. Comes back over to Gustafson. Gustafson, Beckman. Beckman with it. Left corner, Tetzloff. Ball through the hands of Gustafson, though. Here comes Concordia. Now poked away by Shemileski. Long pass into the front court. Concordia comes up with it. Busted play, and Philly Lammers on the receiving end of it. She's got 6 points. Dort trails 22-11. With the basketball, comes over to Shemileski on the right wing. Tries to feed it underneath to Gustafson. Gustafson back to Shemileski. Maya's three. Short, no good. Rebound, Krakus. Krakus puts it up, no good. Rebound, Tetzloff. Tetzloff basket, good. Bailey Tetzloff with the 2-point bucket. Dort down 9, 22-13. Left side pass, Concordia. Three, quick trigger, and good for Koepke. Koepke from the left wing with eight. Dort trails 25-13. 1:57 left to go here in the first quarter. Beckman with a basketball. Tries to find Gustafson, and Gustafson is ridden out by Sybil. Foul called on Riley Sybil. That is foul number one on her. Team foul number five against the Concordia Bulldogs. The defenders trailing by a dozen, 25-13, 1:51 remaining in this first quarter. Rachel Evavold will check in for the shooter. Gustafson to shoot a pair of free throws before that, though. Trying to cut it back down to 10. Free throw by Gustafson is up and good. Remember, Dort started this game in a 9-0 hole and have been fighting their way out since. Free throw by Gustafson is up and good. So Gustafson makes them both. She's got seven. And the defenders trail 25-15. 25-15 our score. Right side with it is Berry. Berry testing the waters against Pruitt. Puts it up in traffic on the spin move back to her right hand. Grace Berry with four. Dort trails 27-15. Right side pass comes over to Pruitt. Pruitt, Feenstra. Feenstra, right side, Harmson. Harmson, three ball, off the heel, no good. Rebound taken down, though, by the defenders. Coming away with it is Pruitt. Pruitt, Van Manen. Van Manen thought about the three, feeds it underneath Feenstra, and Feenstra back over to Evavold, and Evavold is held on the play. That foul charge to Duvall, that's number two on her. Rachel Evavold will go to the free throw line to shoot two to try to make this a 10-point ball game again. So two free throws on the way for Rachel Evavold. First free throw by Rachel is off the mark, no good. Now Evavold is an 85% free throw shooter. She's got a dozen points. Down by a dozen are the defenders. Evavold shooting for her first point today and misses that one as well. Same spot, rimmed out. And we have a lane violation. Delayed dead ball, lane violation. Getting into the lane early was Koepke. And now Evavold with a chance to make good on that second miss. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Evavold makes one of two. Defenders trail 27-16. Concordia basketball bringing it up. Grace Berry with it on the right side. Berry back to the top. 15-footer. Good. Grace Berry, 6 points. 29-16. Defenders down 13. 1 minute remaining in the period. With the basketball, Van Manen gets it back out front to Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Ebby, bounce pass, trying to thread the needle, and it's taken away by Concordia momentarily. Now Harmson picks it up. 12 seconds on the shot clock. They get it away to Lammers. Lammers with the steal. Berry, shot blocked by Van Manen. 37 seconds left to go in the period. Bounce pass comes back right side, Evavold. Evavold back to Van Manen. Van Manen across half court. Jordan with it. Back to Rachel. Rachel Leivold gives it up left side. Harmson. Harmson with it. And we have a foul on the play. A hold, I believe, called on Concordia's Philly Lammers. Lammers whistled for foul number two. Now, Philly Lammers have been watching that battle in the post between her and Erica Feenstra pretty closely. And Lammers, a couple times, has been able to get away with holding on with the left hand, that lead, that backhand, while she's denying the pass with the right. That time she gets called for a foul on the joust underneath. First free throw by Feenstra, no good. Erica with another one on the way. This one's up and down. So the defenders trail 29-17. Concordia basketball bringing it up is Grace Berry. Berry with the basketball. She'll hold for the final shot of the quarter. Berry guarded by Pruitt. Pruitt up front. Pruitt defending Berry. Berry at the free throw line. Lobs it underneath. Falling away from the hoop. Shot no good by the Bulldogs, Mackenzie Koepke. And that's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Concordia 29, Dort 17. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with the second quarter of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. It'll be Concordia basketball as we resume play. Starting the second period with Dort trailing 29-17. Bulldog basketball after the quarter break. Pass out front to Cornell. Cornell feeds it right wing. Get the return pass out front now. Schutte. Schutte with the basketball. Schutte. Left side pass back to Berry. Berry with it on the wing. Berry backing her way in against Chmielewski. Comes back right side with a basketball. Hellman. Hellman into the corner. Back to Berry. Three to shoot. Now two. Stripped by Harmson. Harmson with a steal. Has Feenstra. Finds her. Feenstra with the left hand. Misses. Gets her own rebound back. Now the ball's on the floor. And we'll have a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Dort basketball. Should be Dort basketball after the first possession of the quarter went to Concordia. It'll be Dort basketball. Throwing it in is Chmielewski. Chmielewski to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Maybe a question of whether the shot clock should be reset or... And the question is, how much time should be on the shot clock? Right now we're at 20. Dort did get a shot off. I don't know if that ball drew iron or not, but on the jump ball, even if it was under 20, it would go back to 20. So I'm not sure, unless they're going to say Concordia had possession of it, but I don't believe that is the case either. They're going to put it at 18. It is what it is. Chmielewski to throw the ball in. Chmielewski gets it into Harmson. Harmson tipped. Back over to Gustafson. Gustafson, Van Manen. Van Manen on the left side. Van Manen picks up her dribble. Back to Fien. Fien, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Chmielewski, but Chmielewski on the sideline, out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia basketball. Bringing the ball up is Berry. Berry across half court. Berry guarded by Van Manen, gets a ball screen, comes back right side with it. This is Schutte. Schutte at the free throw line, pass through the lane, spin, and a layup is good. They get the pass into the lane to Pauly. Pauly with a two-point bucket, now a steal by Berry, and Berry's going to be called for traveling. Turnover back to the defenders. It is imperative that this lead does not grow larger for Concordia if you're a Dort fan. Pass the defender, Chmielewski. Chmielewski with the basketball, bringing it up the floor. Chmielewski through the trap, and a foul called in the backcourt on the Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs, I don't know of any other way to put it. Right now they've got some expendable players on the floor. These are not the main cogs in the gear system for Concordia right now, so they're willing to take some fouls with this group on the floor. They can force some turnovers. With the basketball, Van Manen drives right side, nothing there, cut off. Concordia looks like they might be in a zone. Van Manen steps through, gives it Feenstra, ball's down on the deck. Still loose, picked up by the defenders, 12 to shoot. Chmielewski will put up a three, too strong, no good. Rebound, Feenstra, and Feenstra is fouled on the play. And the Concordia Bulldogs, Taryn Schutte, will be called for the personal foul. Two free throws on the way for Erica Feenstra. 31-17, our score, still holding at that 14-point difference. An opportunity for the defenders to cut into the lead, and Erica Feenstra makes the free throw. She's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Feenstra. Is up and good. Everything's been hard work so far for the defenders today. Didn't expect any less. Now to start putting together some stops. Berry passes to Schutte. Schutte back to Berry. Berry with it. Left side of the top of the key. Pass goes back into Schutte. Schutte back to Berry. 15 to shoot. Now 13. Driving in Berry. Berry, kick out pass. Had a player open middle of the lane. Instead, it's Berry driving baseline. Ball taken away by Van Manen on the entry pass to the post. Van Manen will drive in. Puts it up with the right hand. Good. Jordan Van Manen with a two-point basket. Van Manen with her first basket today. Dort back to within 10, 31 to 21. With the basketball out front, Berry. Berry guarded by Van Manen. Top of the key, Berry passes right side, Schutte. Schutte gives it up to Cornell. Pass right side back to Schutte. Schutte, swing it left side, Berry. Berry, 8 to shoot. Berry, kick out pass. Cornell. Cornell missed it, 3, no good. Rebound cleared by Feenstra. Feenstra gets it ahead to Van Manen. Van Manen on the sideline, and Van Manen unable to handle it along the sideline. Gets called for stepping on the sideline. Out of bounds, it will be Concordia basketball. So Concordia gets the basketball back. Dort trailing 31 to 21. Grace Berry with a basketball. Berry on the left side, guarded there by Pruitt. Berry spins, and a foul on the play called against Debbie Pruitt. It's foul number one on Pruitt. Team foul number one against the defenders in this quarter, two against Concordia so far. Concordia throwing the ball in, Berry. Berry still looking. Pass controlled by Sybil. Sybil gives it up. Lammers. Lammers, 17-foot step back, no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound. That's going to go against Koepke. That's foul number one on Koepke. Koepke with a push on the rebound. It'll be Dort basketball. Throwing it in will be Evavold. Evavold with the basketball. Evavold gives it up. Bailey Beckman. Beckman up the floor. Beckman is fouled on the play. Called on Duvall. That's number three on Duvall. Foul number three on Duvall. New player checking in for Concordia will be Chloe Schumacher. Schumacher whistled for the personal. With the basketball, right side, Beckman. Beckman puts it on the deck one time, twice. And a reach-in foul called against Concordia and Riley Sybil. Sybil whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number two on her. Team foul number five on the Bulldogs. Bailey Beckman shooting free throws. So Beckman will shoot a couple of free throws. First one is up and good. Another one on the way. Dort trailing 31 to 22. Second free throw on the way for Beckman. That one's up and through as well. So Bailey Beckman with a couple of free throws. Dort trails 31-23. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Berry. Berry to Sybil. Sybil, spin move, comes back to Berry. Berry, kick out pass, left side, Koepke. Koepke with it on the wing. Picks up her dribble, back to Berry. Berry, 13 to shoot, now 12. Crossover dribble, puts it up off of the glass, no good. Rebound cleared by Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt has it in the backcourt. 25 on the shot clock. Back over to Beckman. Beckman across the timeline. Bailey, right side, Gustafson. Gustafson back over to Beckman. Beckman with it at the top of the key. Left side pass, Pruitt. Pruitt looking underneath. Instead goes to Evavold. Evavold pops out on the right wing. Evavold comes back. Beckman. Beckman, Evavold. Six to shoot. Reversal. Pruitt. Pruitt. Three on the way. No good. There for the rebound, Tetzloff. And Tetzloff is fouled on the play. A foul on the putback attempt called on Koepke. That's number two on her. Free throws on the way for Bailey Tetzloff, and that came with the shot clock winding down as Pruitt's three-point attempt failed to draw iron. Tetzloff got the offensive rebound and got fouled in the process. First free throw is up and good. Another one coming for Tetzloff. Dort trailing 31-24. Another free throw on the way for Bailey. That one's up and through as well. So Bailey Tetzloff, 4 points. Dort trails 31-25. Long pass over the top. Tipped and controlled by the defenders in the backcourt. This is Chmielewski. Chmielewski with the basketball. Krakus. Krakus throws it up for Gustafson. Gustafson underneath. And Gustafson steps on the baseline. Out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. Well, you're going to have turnovers against this Concordia team. The question is, are enough of them dead ball turnovers? Will you have a chance to, where you have a chance to set up your defense? And Concordia throws that one away, trying to pass it over the top for Lammers, and they overshoot her on the baseline. Pass goes left elbow, Gustafson. Gustafson pass intended for Tetzloff, and the play was there, just couldn't control it. Dort's outscored Concordia 8-2 here in the second period. With the basketball, Sybil. Sybil. Sybil passes back left side, bringing it up is Higgins. Higgins all the way down to the left baseline. Higgins pass. They get it underneath to Lammers. Lammers. Shot somehow got through the double team, and Philly Lammers with 8 points. Dort trails 33-25. This game played at a fever pitch so far. Pass underneath intended for Gustafson. It's tapped away. Here comes Concordia on the run, and they are able to save it in off of Gabby Krakus on the long pass. It'll be Concordia basketball underneath the basket. Sybil checks out of the ballgame, as does Schutte for Concordia. Two players to watch for the Bulldogs. You basically have Barry, and then you've got Lammers, and then fill in the gaps with a lot of other players who are very similar, averaging between 5 and 8 points per ballgame. Left side, Lammers. Lammers on the elbow, picks up her dribble, comes back right side, three, good. Yep, there's one of those bench players, Rebecca Higgins. A three-point basket, 36-25, Concordia back in front by 11. So many of those players interchangeable in the system, and they'll produce and knock down a big shot, one or two per game. Tetzloff, three, too strong, no good, right corner. And the rebound is controlled by Concordia. This is Barry. Barry ahead to Lammers. Lammers puts it up, and she's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called against Concordia and Philly Lammers. Drew Olson voicing his displeasure over on the Concordia bench. Stort basketball, Van Manen. Van Manen with it on the left wing. Comes over to Kennard. Kennard with it. First time we've seen Kennard here today. Driving right side is Evavold. Evavold over the right hand, good. Rachel Evavold attacking from the right elbow. Dort trails 36-27. Concordia basketball, 3:37 left to go in the half. Bulldog basketball on the right side. Nothing there on the penetration attempt by Hellman. Pass back over to Lammers. Lammers with the basketball back to Barry. Barry will put up a three. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Evavold. Evavold, Van Manen. Van Manen to Feenstra. Feenstra over the glass, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Harmson. Harmson back over to Evavold. Evavold back to Harmson, back to Rachel. Rachel underneath. Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up, shot no good. Fight for the basketball, and it's going to be taken away by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Concordia coming back the other way. Three-pointer from the left wing. It's good. Hellman with the three-point bucket. Concordia leads 39-27. Harmson, quick trigger three, in and out, no good. And a foul called against Rachel Evebold. That's foul number two on her. 2:41 left to go. Well, I'm not quite certain what Erica Feenster has to do to draw enough contact for foul opportunities and foul shots. Oftentimes believe that she and Rachel Evebold get penalized for being strong players. They don't get knocked off balance very easily, but they do draw a lot of contact. This is turning into just a full-fledged battle, physical battle. They're going to call a foul on Harmson on the perimeter. And for Peyton Harmson, that's number two. Concordia leads by a dozen. Pass over the top. Shot is up. No good. And a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Harmson, and that's number three on Peyton. Well, as I said earlier, I don't know. You have some fouls get called underneath, and I understand that one on the rebound. Foul got called on the rebound. And the lobbying for a shot situation, it's not forthcoming. Dort, one foul to give. That was their last foul to give before going into the bonus. With it on the left side is Grace Berry. Berry guarded there by Van Manen. Berry gets it back to Lammers. Lammers puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. There for the rebound and the putback, though, is Riley Pauly. Pauly with four. Defenders trail 41-27. Pass over the top. Intended for Erica Feenstra. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort. It'll be Concordia basketball. 1:54 remaining in the half. Van Manen will check out of the ballgame. Concordia leading 41-27 after Dort had it whittled down to six earlier in the period. They had it at 31-25. Since then, Concordia on a 10-2 run. Bulldog basketball, right side, three, good. Mackenzie Kepke with a three-point basket. She's got 14, and Concordia has answered the Dort rally with a 13-2 run. They lead at 44-27. We'll be back with more right after this Dort timeout. 44-27. Dort basketball trailing by 17. Beckman will bring the basketball up. Beckman passes left side. Get it over to Shemileski. Shemileski to Evebold. Evebold with the basketball. Evebold back over to Tetzloff. Tetzloff cross-court pass taken away. Intended for Beckman. Pass comes right side. Shot no good on the perimeter, and a foul on the rebound is called against Concordia, and Dort will be shooting free throws. So the defenders will shoot free throws. That foul is charged to Claire Cornell. Cornell whistled for the personal foul. So two free throws on the way for Bailey Beckman. Gustafson will be checking in at the break. Free throw is up. No good by Beckman. For Beckman, missed them both. Taken by Feenstra on the offensive rebound. Now jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Concordia basketball. Beckman, pretty good free throw shooter. Doesn't miss two in a row very often. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Concordia basketball. Concordia inbounding, 1:13 and counting. Grace Berry will take it up as we near halftime. Berry with it in between the circles, guarded by Beckman. 18 to shoot. Now 15. She's still dribbling, guarded by Beckman. Berry drives in. Jump stop, her shot blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Concordia basketball. 8 seconds on the shot clock as that layup attempt was blocked and didn't draw iron. Concordia inbounding. Ball thrown to the corner with it on the right side. That's Pauly. Four now, three. Driving in right side and laying it up is Mackenzie Hellman. Hellman with five. Dort trails 46-27. Concordia had a slow start in this quarter, but they have come back and really making it difficult. And a reach-in foul called on Grace Berry, and that's foul number two. Now, that is the one place that if you get a set of officials that is going to call the foul consistently in this trap, you might get Concordia in some foul trouble. The trick is you need to get those calls on plays like that. Oftentimes, that's just viewed as strong defense, and they're allowed to play on. But if you do get a set of officials that will call it a little more closely, you might get to the free throw line enough to keep yourself in the ballgame. Tetzloff makes one of two, an 18-point lead for the Bulldogs. They lead it 46-28. And Berry will dribble out the clock out front. They'll hold for the final shot. Dort trailing by 18. With it on the right side, Berry. Berry gives it up. Goes down into the corner. This is Cornell. Back to Berry. Three. Kick out pass. And no shot. They're going to wave it off. It comes after the horn. And the defenders trail 46-28 at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center. 88-5. We're at halftime. Women's basketball. The defenders will need something out of the ordinary in the second half. They trail 46-28 to the Concordia Bulldogs. Dort got down early in this one, 9-0. Cut the lead all the way down to 6. Midway through the second period, had it down to 31-25. And from there, the Concordia Bulldogs outscored Dort 15-3. And that's where we are at halftime, a score of 46-28. Some critical numbers to know. Dort's committed 16 turnovers to Concordia's 9. Dort has 11 offensive rebounds. Concordia has 6. Dort has 23 total rebounds. Concordia has 15. Bulldogs are 17-35 from the floor, 49%. Defenders have been limited to 7 of 26 shooting. For 27%, including 1 of 11 on threes, for 9%. Dort is led in scoring by Carly Gustafson, 7. Bailey Tetzloff has 5. Erica Feenstra also has 5. Bulldogs, Mackenzie Kapke leading the way with 11. Philly Lammers has 8. Other storylines to watch, Concordia has 1 player with 3 fouls. She is Colby Duvall, a starter. They have 4 others with 2 fouls each. Lammer, Sybil, Kepke, and Berry. For the defenders, foul trouble. Peyton Harmson has 3. And Rachel Leibold has 2. Halftime scores around the league, and there's one final in. Jamestown and Hastings got started early. My guess would be to allow Jamestown a jump start to get home. Hastings defeats Jamestown 65-251. Northwestern leads Doan at halftime 40-25. Midland leads Briarcliff 37-33. Mount Marty leads the College of St. Mary 32-23. Morningside and Dakota Wesleyan are scheduled to tip off at 4 o'clock. Back with the second half of play in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Erica Feenstra with the basketball, Dort trailing. Abby Brewitt lets fly with a 3, rattles no good. And the defender struggling from the arc today. Concordia off and running, right side Sybil. Sybil 3, missed it short, no good. Rebound deflected, it's down on the ground. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Concordia basketball. So they'll reset the shot clock to 20. Concordia will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it into Sybil. Sybil, round the horn they go, back over to Berry. Berry with it on the left side. Spin move back to the right hand. Short arms at no good off the bottom of the rim. Rebound controlled by Concordia. Put back attempt by Barry, no good. Now Evavold stripped by Barry. Barry scoops it back over to Sybil. Sybil with a two-point basket. She's got five. And the defenders trail 48-28. Evavold with the basketball. Evavold will bring it across the timeline. Evavold picks up her dribble, passes it back over to Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Pruitt in between the circles, guarded there by Barry. Pass goes left side, Harmson. Lob it underneath, and we've got a foul on the play called against Concordia. Foul goes against Philly Lammers. That's number three on her. And inbounding the basketball will be Abby Pruitt. Pruitt throwing the ball in. Pruitt into the corner, Harmson. Harmson, Dort down by 20. Pass right side, Pruitt, back to Van Manen. Van Manen driving in her floater from 10, no good with the right hand. And the rebound is controlled by Concordia. Concordia over the basketball. Concordia driving in, Barry. Barry, shot short, no good. Rebound down on the floor, and we've got a foul on the play called on the defenders, I believe. It's going to go on Erica Feenster. That's foul number one on her. Inbounding the basketball will be Concordia and Grace Barry. Barry throwing it in. Gets the ball inbounded to Sybil. Sybil back to Barry. Barry backdoor cut for Sybil. And Sybil has it deflected out of her hands. And they call a reach-in foul against the defenders. Rachel Evavold has just picked up her third personal foul. Barry to throw it in. Gets it in. Lammers. Lammers three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Pruitt. Pruitt ahead to Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball up the floor. Harmson, right wing three, off the heel, no good. Rebound at Van Manen, and Jordan is tied up on the play. Van Manen tied up on the play. It'll be Dort basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Abby Pruitt. 48-28, defenders down 20. Pass in to Feenstra. Feenstra misses the shot underneath the defenders. Difficult time putting the ball in the basket today. Trailing 48-30 are the defenders. Right side pass comes back now. Barry. Barry lets it, passes down to the short corner. Koepke. Koepke back over to Barry. Barry runner from 15. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort basketball, trailing 18, 48-30. Baseball pass, and not enough air under it from Evavold. And picking off the pass is Riley Pauly. Concordia gets it back. Concordia with the basketball, Barry. Barry left elbow, kicks it into the corner. Sybil missed it. Rebound taken away by Van Manen. Van Manen, long pass ahead to Feenstra. Feenstra, layup good. Erica Feenstra with 9 points. Defenders trail by 16, 48-32. Barry driving, stops, kick out pass. Duvel, Duvel back to Barry. Barry in between the circles. Barry on the left side, driving. Van Manen not giving her any ground, and a foul on the play called on Van Manen. And for Jordan Van Manen, that is foul number one. Grace Barry will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Defenders trail 48-32 after back-to-back buckets. Tracking out of the ball game is Evavold. Checking in is Gustafson. Free throws for Barry, a 74% free throw shooter. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. She's got seven, averaging 13.5 points per game. First meeting between these two, she had 16. Most of them came late in the contest. Second free throw off the mark, no good. And the defenders trail it 49-32. Van Manen up the floor, stops. Her runner from 10, good. Jordan Van Manen breaks the press, drives into the lane, gets the short shot to go. Lob pass over the top for Lammers. Ball deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort basketball. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Bulldogs. Back with more after this. Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen up the floor. Breaks the pressure. Has it. Pass right side to Harmson. Harmson, Pruitt. Pruitt picks it up off the deflection. Back to Van Manen. Jordan Van Manen. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Gustafson. And Gustafson is fouled on the play. Ball's going to go against Concordia's Riley Pauling. The defenders' three-point shooting woes continue. Sooner or later, something's got to go in, you would think. Pass out front, Feenstra. Feenstra's pass taken away by Concordia and Hellman. Coming back the other way, Concordia basketball. Right side pass, Koepke, three, missed it, no good. Rebound weak side, Barry. Barry on the left side, comes back out to Hellman. Hellman at the top of the key. Hellman to Lammers. Lammers feeds it underneath. Kick out pass, back to Koepke. Koepke, Lammers, Lammers, right-handed shot under the hoop. Good, she's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul is charged on to Erica Feenstra. That's number two on Feenstra. She'll check out of the ballgame. Dort checking in with Evavold, Gustafson, Shemileski, Tetzloff, and Backman. Now at the pace of the game, now the score hasn't always reflected it, but the pace so high, if Dort would start converting some buckets, I believe there is a chance you crawl back into it, but trail by 18 right now. In danger of a 10 seconds call, and dribbling through the trap was Shemileski. Lost it. Picked up by Concordia in the backcourt. And here they come. Pass. Tipped. Taken back by Shemileski. Now Gustafson on it. Shemileski picks it up. Bodies on the floor. Evavold across the timeline. Evavold with it. Pass intended for Gustafson. Taken back by Concordia. And Concordia has the ball coming back the other way. Right side pass, Lammers. Lammers on the right wing. Lammers driving in with the right hand, missed it. Rebound cleared by Evavold. Comes back over to Backman. Backman with a basketball. Backman with it on the left side. Gets it to Tetzloff. Tetzloff in the corner. Throws it out front for Backman. Backman trying to save it in, and the defenders just struggling to get into their offensive set. This Concordia team looks like they have put a lot into this one, expending a ton of energy. This is more energy than they spent down at Seward back in early January. They have come out and really sent a message here in the early going of this contest. Halfway through the third quarter, Dort down 18, 52 to 34. With a basketball, Concordia's Hellman. Hellman goes right side. Look for a pick and roll play. Instead, it goes left side back over to Barry. Barry down to the baseline. Her runner from 10, missed, no good. Rebound weak side, taken down by Harmson. Harmson ahead to Backman. Backman with it, left hand. Kick into the corner. Gustafson, three balls short, no good. Rebound cleared by Concordia. Bulldogs coming back the other way. Concordia on the right side of the lane. With the hoop is Pauly. And we have a foul called on the play. Foul called against the defenders and Peyton Harmson. That's four on her. Van Manen will check into the ballgame. Harmson will check out. So Jordan Van Manen back in the game for the defenders. On the floor for the defenders, Shemileski, Beckman, Gustafson, Feenstra, and Van Manen. Pass out front. This is Hellman. Left side, wing, shooty, pass, deflected, taken away by Van Manen. Van Manen puts the shot up, and it's blocked by Cornell. Cornell with a blocked shot. Here comes Concordia. Concordia back the other way. Hellman feed it underneath. And a foul on the play called against the defenders on the post entry. Van Manen got tangled up with Cornell on the play, and Cornell hit the floor. Foul is charged to the defenders, Jordan Van Manen. That's number two on her. Free throws coming for Claire Cornell. Cornell averaging 6.2 points per game. She's scoreless thus far. 77% free throw shooter is Cornell. First free throw is up and through. She's got another one coming. Second free throw, trying to make it a 20-point ball game. 4:18 left to go in the third period. Second free throw is up and good as well. So Cornell makes them both. She'll check out of the ball game. And Kobe DeVell is back in the game. Van Manen with the basketball. Van Manen pass over the top, intended for Feenstra. It's tipped out of bounds by Concordia. Last touch by Pauly. It'll be Dort basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Shemileski to throw it in. Shemileski passes it in to Gustafson. Gustafson looking down low. gets the return pass, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia and Mackenzie Hellman. Gustafson will throw it in. She gets it into Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen feed it left side. Right back over to Shemileski. Now Van Manen. Van Manen pinned on the short corner. Fires it into the opposite corner. Two-point shot, no good by Beckman, and the rebound is cleared by Concordia. Concordia coming back the other way, 54-34. Right side pass, three on the way, short, no good. Rebound tipped, taken by Feenstra. Ahead it goes, Shemileski. Shemileski, layup, good. Shemileski with a two-point basket. She's got six. Defenders trail 54-36. Concordia basketball, Grace Berry. Berry with it on the right side. Berry now brings it back, left wing. Three-pointer on the way is good. Three-point bucket by Hellman, her second of the ball game. 8 points now for her. And Concordia has their biggest lead at 57-36. In the backcourt is Gustafson. Gustafson in danger of a 10-second call. And they get her to cross just at the 10-second violation. And Concordia will inbound the basketball now. Oddly enough, when the clock stopped, the shot clock was at 20 on the call, and Van Manen had the ball in the front court. Concordia has the basketball. Hellman. Hellman up the floor. Hellman with it right side. Comes back. Feed it down low. Facing up is Lammers. Lammers kick into the corner. Sybil. Sybil with it. Cross-court pass. Goes left side. Elbow jumper. No good. Rebound Van Manen. Van Manen, two players around her. Gets through traffic. Feeds it ahead to Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Pruitt, Van Manen. Three. Missed. No good. Rebound weak side. Controlled by Concordia. Concordia basketball. Koepke. Lob pass underneath, missing Lammers. Lammers with the left hand, left it short. Here comes Dort back the other way, and Beckman is fouled on the play. Foul charge to Mackenzie Hellman. That's foul number two on her. Team foul number three on Concordia in this quarter. Concordia with one foul to give before Dort's in the bonus. Gustafson will throw it in. Gustafson to Traeger, gets it into Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman over to Van Manen. Van Manen, Gustafson, Gustafson, nothing there. Now puts up the crossover move, and Carly Gustafson with nine. Dort down 57-38. Right corner, Sybil. Sybil with the basketball. Sybil back to Koepke. Koepke shot, no good. Rebound kicks out to Sybil, though. Sybil back to Lammers. They get it underneath, and the layup is good for Duvall. Duvall with eight. Duvall gets the second chance shot for the Bulldogs. 59-36. Van Manen with the basketball on the right side. Comes back to Gustafson. Gustafson, Beckman. Beckman, three. Left wing, no good. Defenders have made 1 3-point shot so far today. That is not a recipe for success against this Concordia team. Sybil with the basketball. Sybil goes left side. Bulldogs have it. This is Hellman. Three, missed, no good. 1 minute left to go here in the third quarter. Dort down 59-38. Van Manen down to the baseline. Gives it up. Feenstra. And Feenstra is whistled for the personal foul. For Feenstra, that is foul number three. All of them coming here in the second half. To 38, Dort down 21. Concordia with a basketball. There was a question at the scores table on who that foul was charged to. Pauly with it on the wing. Pauly passes it back over to Hellman. Hellman. Back to Berry. Berry will run a set play. Berry driving in. Shot no good. Rebound deflected. It's down on the floor. Gustafson and Berry on top of it. Jump ball, alternating possession. It's Concordia basketball. I'm reluctant to look and see what Dort's shooting is from the three-point line. It has not been good. Shot no good by Concordia. Rebound by Krakus. Krakus has a player open. Now splits the defense. Lays it up with the right hand. Missed it. That sums up the afternoon so far. Dort shooting a paltry 29.27 from the field. Defenders are 1 for 17 on threes. They've taken a total of 41 field goals, 24 inside the arc. 19 seconds remaining. Dort missed on the opportunity on the layup. Here's Concordia over the basketball. 13 seconds left in the period. They give it back to Cornell. Cornell shot blocked. Here comes Krakus. 8 seconds. Ahead to Beckman. 5 seconds. Beckman with the left hand. No good. And after all of the physical play, an excuse me foul called on Mackenzie Hellman. Hellman whistled for foul number 3. And with 3.5 seconds remaining, Bailey Beckman will shoot 2 free throws. First free throw on the way for Beck is up and good. She's got 3. Defenders trail by 20 right now, pending another free throw. Well, I like the defenders' defense today. Offense, though, been hard work. Steal by Krakus as the quarter comes to a close. Concordia leads at 59-40. Defenders will need a comeback. We head to the final 10 minutes of play right after this. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. Here with the basketball is Beckman. Dort trailing 59-40. Go underneath Krakus. Comes back to Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball back to Gabby. Gabby 3. Got it. Gabby Krakus with the three-point basket, the first of the day for her, second of the day for the defenders. It's 59-43, defenders down 16, 9.5 left to go in the game. Concordia basketball, Berry, Berry with it. Berry gives to Lammers, Lammers double team, help defense by Gustafson, unable to get the second chance shot on the putback was Duvel. And the defenders will come back the other way. And a pass by Beckman ahead to Shemileski. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. Duvel will throw it in for the Bulldogs. They get it in to Berry. Berry over the basketball. Berry guarded by Beckman. Here comes Berry. Throws it off of a player who wasn't watching for it. Duvel didn't see it coming. Tetzloff puts the shot up, and it's blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. And now they're going to call a foul late. They do call a foul on Mackenzie Koepke. That's number 3 on her. And Bailey Tetzloff will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. First free throw on the way for Bailey. Up and good. Tetzloff with 6. A second free throw on the way for Tetzloff, trying to cut it down to 14. That one's up and good as well. So Tetzloff makes them both. She's got 7. Checking out of the ballgame, Koepke. Checking in is Hellman. Right side, bringing it up is Duvel. Duvel with it. Duvel in the backcourt, takes it across the timeline. Duvel back to Sybil. Sybil playing with that face mask. Must have had a nose injury over the course of the last few weeks. With it at the top of the key, they drop it down low for Lammers. Lammers puts it up, clears a path for herself, gets the shot to go. Lammers with a 2-point bucket. She's got 13, and the defenders trail 61-45. 61-45, defenders down 16. Timeout on the floor, charge to Concordia. Back with more after this. Bailey Beckman, as we come out of the timeout, drives to the hoop. She's fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line, and she will shoot 2 with her team down by 16. 61-45. First free throw is up and good for Backman. She's got another one coming. Well, the defenders trying to stay within striking distance. Obviously, this is not a good situation to be in. But their defense by the defenders, after surrendering 29 in the first quarter, have given up just 32 since. The defense has been there. Other half of the equation, the offense has been awfully hard to come by. Grace Berry brings the basketball up. Now, obviously, Concordia plays a large part in that difficulty on your offensive end. Berry at the elbow, goes right side, three, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Tetzloff. Ball's on the floor, picked up by Concordia. Drop it off inside Sybil. Sybil puts it up in traffic, missed it, and the rebound controlled by Sybil. Sybil chases it into the right corner. With the basketball, they get it back out to Grace Berry. Berry with it. Berry on the right wing. Berry, runner from 10, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Krakus. Krakus back to Beckman. Beckman will bring it up. Dort with the basketball, down 14. Beckman into the corner, Tetzloff. Now Krakus underneath. Gustafson. Gustafson, layup good. Gustafson with a two-point basket. She's got 11. Defenders down a dozen. 61-49. Concordia basketball, 7:20 remaining. Grace Berry guarded by Shemileski. Berry back to Sybil. 15 to shoot. Out front with the basketball. They go down to the baseline. Drive by Hellman. Hellman still with it. Five, now four. Throw over the top. Shot no good, but a foul as the shot clock is winding down. That's going to go on the defenders. After that pass over the top, Tetzloff is going to be called for the personal foul. Free throws on the way for Duvall. Duvall, a 59% free throw shooter. She's got 8 points today. She is 2 of 2 from the charity stripe. 61-49, defenders down a dozen. They've trailed by as many as 21. Free throw by Duvall misses badly off the side of the iron. She is a 59% free throw shooter. She's 2 for 2, and I always say at this point of the season, the numbers don't lie. So if that's true, she probably makes this one. That one's up, off the heel, no good. Well, shows what I know about those analytic things. Left side pass, Tetzloff. Tetzloff back to Shemileski. Dort down by a dozen. Pass, left side, back Beckman. Beckman too strong, three, no good. Weak side rebound controlled by Concordia. Lammers gets the ball ahead to Hellman. Hellman, left side, Koepke. Koepke, three, short, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort basketball. Well, I don't know what the outcome of this contest will be, obviously. 61-49, so it's still very much in the balance. But Concordia, when this one is finished, will know that they had been in a battle. Dort's defense equal to the task other than the first quarter. Dort's offense, though, facing a very stingy Concordia team as well. Pretty good atmosphere today in the DeWitt as well. Pass goes left side. Krakus. Krakus tries to feed it into Feenstra, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. Feenstra wasn't watching for it, and the ball goes out of bounds. ...61-49... Concordia basketball. Higgins. Higgins with it on the right hand side, and they say the ball was touched by a defender. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Concordia basketball. 6:15 and counting, ball game. Into the corner, Concordia. Concordia with the basketball, backdoor cut, and a travel violation called on the Bulldogs. Avery Lambrecht traveled with it on the baseline, backdoor cut. Now Concordia trying to steal a minute or two here with some reserves. Sent some fresh legs onto the floor, see if they can swing the momentum back into their favor. Dort's been in charge here in the fourth quarter. Krakus, free throw line jumper, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia basketball, Hellman. Hellman with it across half court, stops on the left elbow. Pass, to Lammers. Lammers, kick out pass. Higgins. Higgins, three, rattles, no good. Rebound taken down by Lammers, and Lammers pulls her way to the basket. She's got 15. Dort trails 63-49. Left side driving is Van Manen. Van Manen with the left-handed layup, finishing at the rim. She's got six. Dort trails 63-51, and Concordia throws it away. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort down a dozen. Tetzloff checks out of the ballgame. Gustafson and Van Manen in the backcourt throwing it in. Grace Berry will defend Van Manen as she brings it across half court. 5:15, Dort down one dozen. Pass, Krakus, 17-footer, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Lammers. Lammers, pass, over the top, Hellman. Hellman comes back, right side, Berry. Berry with the basketball. Berry, left side, Hellman. Hellman, three, off the heel, no good. Rebound taken down by Concordia. Down to the baseline is Berry. Berry over the right hand, reverse. She's got nine. Defenders trail 65-51. Dort down 14 with it on the right side. They dump it down low. Gustafson. Gustafson against Lammers. And now Koepke with a blocked shot. And Koepke is fouled on the rebound. Foul charge to Gustafson. That's foul number one on her. 65-51. Since the third quarter, Dort has actually outscored Concordia. Oh, beg your pardon. Concordia's outscored Dort 36-35 at this point. After the first quarter, unfortunately, you do have to factor in that first quarter when Dort trailed by 12. Concordia basketball, Hellman out front, throws over the top. Shot is up and good on the pick and roll. Colby Duvel. Duvel with 10. Dort trails 51-67. 67-51. Concordia up by 16. Defenders as close as 12. Unable to close closer than that. Chmielewski, three. No good. Rebound to Higgins. Higgins gives it back. Over to Concordia. Concordia, Berry. Berry over the basketball. Berry guarded by Beckman, and Berry finishes with a right hand from the left side. 69-53. Defenders, beg your pardon, 69-51. Defenders down 18. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. 3:47 in a holding right now. We'll be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. 69-51. Dort down 18. Had it down to 12 moments ago. Concordia on a 6-0 run. They did something similar back in the second quarter as well. Pass into the corner. Pruitt. Pruitt, three. Good. Abby Pruitt with a three-point basket. Dort trails 69-54. 3:25 remaining. And the defenders commit a foul in the backcourt. Rachel Evavold whistled for the personal foul. And Evavold called for her fourth personal. Concordia will inbound the basketball. They get it into Berry, and Berry is fouled on the play by Van Manen. So Van Manen whistled for the personal foul. That's her third. And that gets Dort up to the bonus limit. Four fouls. So they have no more to give. Berry, pass into the corner, three, miss, no good. Rebound taken away by Harmson. Harmson, a two-on-one break, feeds it left side, Pruitt. Pruitt, out front, Van Manen, inside, Evavold. Kick out pass, Pruitt, one more. Harmson, unable to get the shot off. Here's Van Manen. Van Manen, off the glass, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Concordia. Concordia over the basketball. Down 15 are the defenders. Ball tipped out of bounds by Harmson on the pass attempt into the front court. 69-54. And Concordia throwing it in with 23 seconds on the shot clock. 2:48 left in the game. With it out front. And Concordia will work some clock. Van Manen commits a foul. Grace Berry, a 74% free throw shooter. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two with her team up by 15. So Gustafson is in. Feenstra is out on the floor for the defenders as they shuffle the deck. Evavold, Pruitt, Harmson, Beckman, and Gustafson. For the Bulldogs, you have Berry shooting the free throw. Duvel, Sybil, Lammers, and Koepke. So the starting five on the floor for the Bulldogs. Berry makes one of two. She's got a dozen. Dort trails 70-54, 2:35 and counting. Comes over to Beckman. Beckman with it in between the circles. Right side pass. And trying to fire it underneath was Harmson trying to find Evavold. Three new players checking in. Tetzloff, Krakus, and Shemileski on the floor. Full court pressuring defense. Staying on the floor, Gunderson and Gustafson and Beckman. Ball deflected by Tetzloff. Picked up by Concordia in the backcourt. And it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia inbounding the basketball. They get it to Berry in the backcourt. Berry passes ahead to Duvel. Duvel drives in, throws it up with the right hand, and Duvel gets the gift. She's got a dozen, and she's fouled on the play. And that just might do it. Dort's down 18, 2:13 remaining. They had it down to 12 for a while, 61-49. Actually had some shot attempts to get it down under 12. Missed free throw, no good. Dort down 18. Bringing the ball up is Beckman. Beckman with a basketball, passes back over to Krakus. Krakus loses it. It's tipped. She chases it into the backcourt. Shot clock doesn't get reset, though, in the process. Now 15 seconds on the shot clock. Ball is kicked by Concordia on the entry pass into the corner. It'll be Dort basketball on the sideline. They rule that it went out of bounds near the Dort coaching staff. Throwing the ball in will be Krakus. Krakus gets it in. Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Back to Gabby. Gabby's pass tipped. Taken back by Concordia and Berry. Berry, shot no good. Now fight for the basketball. Lammers comes out with it. And Tetzloff is going to be called for a foul. Bailey Tetzloff catching arm as she reached in to try and take that ball away. And the defenders are going to concede. Down 18. That's going to be it. Then Hulson, DeYoung, Anderson, Smitsdorf, and Kennard all check in for the defenders. First free throw up and good for Lammers. Another one on the way for Lammers. 1:46 remaining. Second free throw by Lammers is up, hangs on the rim, and falls through for the All-American. 17 for Lammers. Defenders trail by 20, 74-54. Bounce pass, Smitsdorf underneath Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen shot no good. There for the rebound, putback attempt, Smitsdorf. Nothing there. Dort comes away with it. DeYoung back to Kennard. Kennard, Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf 10-footer off the heel, too strong, no good. And the Concordia Bulldogs will walk it into the front court. They'll pass right side Berry. Berry will attack the hoop. Berry has it blocked by Smitsdorf. And the Concordia Bulldogs, after a defensive sequence and an offensive drive, will call a timeout to check players into the game. Concordia will be throwing the ball in. This will be Lambrecht checking the ball in. Lambrecht gets the return pass. She throws right side. 1:08 remaining in the contest. Concordia's Fahey, Delaney Fahey, pass through the lane taken by Cornell. On the left side, Fahey. Fahey Cornell. Tipped by Anderson. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort basketball. Defenders will fall to 20-6, 12-6 in the league. Bulldogs will improve to 17-1 and 24-2. Under a minute to go, Anderson passes right side Kennard. Kennard tries to feed it to Van Halsen. Ball deflected. Taken back by the Bulldogs and Lambrecht. Lambrecht, long pass into the front court. Schutte to Schumacher. Schumacher, three from the top of the key. In and out, no good. Rebound, Michaela DeYoung. Goes left side, Anderson. Faith Anderson picks up her dribble back to Kennard. Kennard down to the baseline, cut off. Kennard looking. Kenzie with it. Tries to reverse it. Does so. DeYoung comes up with it. Michaela DeYoung with a two-point basket. Junior from Wisconsin. 74-56. Defenders, that'll be the final. Defenders fall by 18, 74-56. Stay tuned. Up next, the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. Minus the first quarter, this was a pretty good ball game. Dort was down 29-17 at the end of the first quarter, trailed by 12. Got down immediately 9-0 and were never able to climb out of that hole. Trailed 46-28 at halftime. Cut into the lead in the second half eventually. Got it down to 12 again at 61-49 with plenty of time left. But unable to convert. Concordia was able to. Dort was unable to cut into the lead. Trailed 61-49. Got it down to 12. Unable to get it closer than that. And it ends up being 74-56. You take away that first quarter, and I know you can play the ifs and buts game all you want, but you take away the first quarter. Dort, Concordia scored 45, and the defenders had 39, so pretty competitive last three quarters, but you have to factor in that 12-point difference at the end of the first. And it ends up being an 18-point win for the Bulldogs. Concordia improves to 24-2, 17-1. The defenders, 20-6, and 12-6. Concordia, 27 of 74 shooting, 37%. 7 for 24 on threes, 29%. 13 of 19 from the free throw line. And that comes out to 68%. For the defenders today, 17 of 56 from the floor, 30%, 3 of 21 on threes. That comes out to 14%, 19 of 24 from the free throw line, 79%. Dort had a 49-41 rebounding edge. Concordia did have 17 offensive rebounds, though. Dort committed 30 turnovers. Concordia committed 17. Coach Bill Harmson has made his way out of the locker room, so we'll visit with him before we take a look more in depth at the individual numbers. And Coach Harmson, you missed me saying for the final three quarters your team really played pretty good ball game against a very good Concordia team, but a slow start, and then you played pretty good defense after the first quarter, but 12-point deficit, Concordia plays from in front, and that's just not a good spot to be in against a very good team.
They force you into a lot of bad situations, Mike, and they overwhelm you in the first quarter, get you sped up, get you on your heels, and then as the game progresses, they kind of back off on that, but they sure keep you guessing, and so they're a very good team, and they shot it very well in our gym. Especially in that first half, I think they were over 50% for both the three and also the two, and that tends to happen when they're open, and we left them open in that first half, so I was proud of the effort that we gave after that point, but still it stings to lose a game like this late in the season.
In the third and fourth quarters, you got the lead down to 12. I believe it was about 8 minutes left in regulation. Had the lead down 61-49. Had some possessions. Had some shots.
Yeah.
You get down into the single digits, obviously everything changes, I believe. But you have to be able to put pressure on, and I thought you did for the in the fourth quarter. You're able to put some pressure on this Concordia team, but they responded.
They did, and that's what great teams do. And I was really excited that we were able to cut the lead down to 12. But our kids at that point were getting so gassed, we had to sub. When you bring kids off the bench that haven't been in that flow and rhythm of the run, boy, then it's hard for them to maintain that. And that was really difficult for our team to do. You know, just playing consistent basketball throughout the course of the game. So, again, got to tip your hat to Concordia. They're a great team. And I thought they outplayed us for the most part here in our gym today. They certainly shot it better than we did in our gym. Things that we got to continue to address and get better at.
19 of 24 free throw shooting to beat Concordia. That's got to be a part of your game plan, I believe, that you attack the basket, get them into some foul trouble. And today you got to the free throw line 24 times. Could have been a few more, in my opinion,
yep.
But you got there 24 times. That is a part of trying to beat this team.
Yeah, and I was really happy with how we shot free throws again. That Concordia's one bugaboo is they do not shoot free throws very well. And so we tried to get them on the line a little bit more towards the end of the game, but at that point it's too late. And but, you know, I tell you, Mike, it's going to be a good day of rest tomorrow on Sunday. And Briarcliff is really playing well right now. Going down to Sioux City, that is going to be a very difficult game as well. And so we can't feel bad for ourselves here too long. We got to turn the switch and be ready to play again on Wednesday.
Very important four games remaining yet for your team, and you allude to that Wednesday night date with Briarcliff on the road. Then it's Saturday and Wednesday, Saturday, and the regular season finished, but still a lot of shuffling that can happen in just that four-game series. Very important 2 weeks coming up for your team.
It is, and I just really appreciate our team. You know, in the locker room here at the end of the game, they're disappointed in the loss, but there's still a lot of positivity just because we do know what we're playing for. We still know what's at stake. And we have great kids, not only on the basketball floor, but in life and, you know, on the college campus. And so, you know, my heart hurts for them today just because it didn't turn out the way we wanted it to. But, you know what, we're going to get back to work again on Monday and keep getting after it and take it to Briarcliff on Wednesday.
Bill, I'll let you go. Thanks for coming on.
You bet. Thanks, Mike.
That's Bill Harmson talking about today's contest. You're listening. KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Here are the numbers. Carly Gustafson leads Dort with 11 points. She also grabs 7 rebounds. 9 points for Erica Feenstra. 7 for Bailey Tetzloff. 6 for Jordan Van Manen. 6 for Bailey Beckman. 3 for Ebby Pruitt. 3 for Rachel Evavold, 3 for Gabby Krakus, 2 for Michaela DeYoung for Dort's total of 56. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 17 for Philomena Lammers, 12 each for Colby DeVell and Grace Berry, 11 for Mackenzie Kepke, 5 for Riley Sybil, 8 for Mackenzie Hellman, 4 for Riley Pauly, 3 for Rebecca Higgins, 2 for Claire Cornell, for their total of 74. 7 rebounds for Carly Gustafson, 7 rebounds for Erica Feenstra, 6 for Bailey Tetzloff, 5 for Rachel Evavold, 5 for Gabby Krakus, 4 for Jordan Van Manen and Ebby Pruitt, and 3 for Peyton Harmson. For the Concordia Bulldogs, they were led in rebounding by Mackenzie Kepke and Grace Berry with 6 rebounds each, 5 for Philly Lammers. 6 assists for Grace Berry to go along with 2 steals. Mackenzie Hellman also had 4 steals for the Concordia Bulldogs. For the Dort defenders, steal department, Jordan Van Manen had 2. Bailey Tetzloff had 2. And 3 assists for Jordan Van Manen today. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the men's contest right after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR 88.5. We'll be back with more in a moment after we check in with some news.